What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Tigress Queen, along with my crazy co-host with the most smooth caramel, Mr. Carl D, and silky milk, Mike J. And you are listening to Tigress Corner Talk Radio, where we always aim to give you the, wait a minute, what did she say? And they are out of order in news, entertainment, and hot topics. This edition of Tigress Corner Talk Radio is brought to you by Tigress Lane Enterprises, in association with Blog Talk Radio Network, Porsche Media Group, and Silky Milk is Laughter Entertainment. Now kick off your shoes, turn your volume up, and enjoy this 30-minute ride. How you fellas doing tonight?
What's up, Miss Tigress?
Oh, that was real soft. Okay.
That's just how I'm feeling right now. That's what I'm going to give you tonight. Ain't that right, Silky?
Hey, you know your boy, Silky Milk, is in the house, and smooth the way you hit that ground.
I don't even know
how to take that one tonight, man.
I don't know how to handle that one.
His ground just got her nails done.
That's what that sound like.
That's good stuff, Smooth.
You got a mani pedi.
That's just how I do.
Do you get mani pedis?
No, I don't get mani pedis.
Do you know what mani pedis are?
A pedicure for a man.
No.
What? Tell me, please.
A manicure and a pedicure.
Oh, okay. I was close.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I was close.
Okay, well, guys, tonight we're going to talk about organ donation and transplants in the year 2015. And what they've come to, what they started out as, and what they've come to, and the progress and the developments that have been made, and one in particular.
We waiting.
I know. I was trying to give that, you know, that dun 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 dun.
Oh, okay. Oh, drum roll.
One in particular.
Okay, what's that? The finger.
No.
The toe.
The first successful penis transplant.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
In South Africa. Did you guys hear about that this week?
I didn't hear about that.
I wish I would have.
It came from an organ donor.
So he donated his penis?
Apparently so.
So what does he have to use?
And no, he's
deceased. He's deceased.
Oh, my bad, y'all. You know, I ain't all the way here yet.
Okay. Yeah, I'm starting to wonder. Okay.
So my question is, Miss Tigress, was it bigger than his last one?
Is it?
What?
What if you're not guaranteed a sure fit?
Right.
You done took somebody else's. What if it's the wrong color?
Right.
You know what?
He's black, so what if it's white?
Well, okay, this is what had happened. This particular procedure. Now, this is not the first one that's been done. It's the first successful one. That's been done. And this was performed in South Africa.
Wow. Hate to hear about the ones that weren't successful.
No, it was only one prior to that several years back. I think back in 2006 or somewhere in there that I read. But this particular one was performed in South Africa. And it was performed on a man who, during some kind of religious procedure or ritual, something went wrong. And he had to have a transplant.
Okay. So repeat that. A ritual.
What?
Went wrong.
Well, it was a traditional circumcision.
So was it a sacrifice?
Okay.
It was a traditional circumcision that he was going through, and something went wrong. So... I get it.
You get yourself.
Let me tell you what had happened was.
Oh, you going to break this down?
During the circumcision process, the person that had the blade was jealous.
Oh, okay.
And decided, I'm going to fix this joker right here for walking around with a Big Johnson.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to fix the problem right now.
We're going to fix it right now. This is too much. For one man to carry, so we're going to bring in a smaller one so I don't have to compete.
Well, no, that's not quite what happened.
And what type of blade was he using?
No, listen.
Was it scissors, Fiskars?
This was a 21-year-old young man who had to have his
his own penis amputated after he developed severe complications after a circumcision.
From the hospital, right? Not from the ritual.
Not from the ritual.
Well, according to the article,
okay,
from CBS News.
Oh, break it down, Tigers.
Went to the news on
right,
this, okay?
Right. Break it down, Tigers.
But no, he had to have his original born organ amputated.
And that's an
off.
Organ?
Well, whatever. Whatever.
I mean, say genitalia, wiki woo, bisnarls. It's all type
Johnson
of
Johnson Bozak.
It wasn't his balls. It wasn't his penis.
Okay, it was okay. His penis.
It wasn't his scrotum.
P-E-N-I-S.
You got that one right. Wow. You spelled that one right.
I mean, that's how you say penis.
Right, right. That's what I... Hey, so help me understand this, Tigress. This was a 21-year-old young man...
Yes.
...who actually was having this ritual done to him. Something went wrong.
Well...
So they had to fly in another penis.
Fly in? Wow, okay.
Well, I mean, was there another donor in South Africa?
Apparently so. They didn't have to fly the penis in.
So now they didn't call Lorena Bobbitt just to come in and just cut penises off of dead guys for
okay,
transplant.
But you know what? Let me ask y'all something. I can't stand you.
That's just disrespectful.
But let me ask y'all something. You guys are men. What do you think about this whole new thing, this whole new wave of organ donation and organ transplants? I mean, you never, back in the day, you didn't hear of a penis transplant from an organ donor. You never heard of people doing that. So, I mean, what do y'all think about that? Would y'all do it?
Well, first of all, are
you guys organ donors?
Well, yeah.
Yes, I am. Yeah. You know, according to the DMV.
Right.
Okay. So, would you be willing to, you know...
Donate my wiki-woo?
I mean, I'm dead. I ain't gonna need it
I mean, I ain't gonna need it, but I would like to donate.
But that doesn't seem a little... Might as well, morbid to y'all, like...
Hey, might as well bless somebody else.
You've been blessed? Is that what you're saying?
We were put here to pass the blessings along. You know, it says in the Bible that God gave some 10 talents, gave them 5, and some had one. The guy that had the one talent, he didn't need all the other talents. He had it. You see what I'm saying? You know, once you got one good talent, everything else will just come to you.
That's right.
What does that have to do?
It's flowing. It's flowing right now.
You know how
that
silky,
has nothing
dude.
To, but you know what? It's probably a good thing, because let me tell y'all about this man over in China who got caught cheating on his wife.
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all hear about that?
Yeah.
She cut his penis off. He got it sewed back on, but while he was in the hospital, she came and cut it off again.
Oh, my goodness.
And threw it out the window.
It's a double whammy.
It's a double whammy. Like,
threw it out the window.
Like, oh, you going to put it back on? Okay, I got you.
I got you. We're going to take care of this. The first time I'd have had a security guard posted outside the door.
Like, it's crazy woman coming.
How come she wasn't arrested the first time, number one? And how in the world did she get into the hospital the second time to do this? I mean, she snuck in his hospital room a second time.
What she cut it off with?
Fisters.
Scissors.
Yeah, and then threw it out the window to make sure he couldn't get it back. And then told the news station that he already had 5 kids, so he didn't need it anymore anyway.
Dang. Well, so did he die, or did they...
No, he didn't.
So they went outside and found it in the grass before the lawnmower chopped it up?
Well, obviously, they missed it, because she was able to do it with a pair of scissors.
Like, you see what I'm saying? What was that?
Anytime you can use 2 fingers and a pair of scissors to cut a man's Johnson... Obviously, he wasn't that blessed.
Yeah, he needs a transplant.
You see what I'm saying? So,
now get this.
Other candidates, you might need a machete to come in. And
some weed whackers.
Like, this thing is as thick as tree bark.
But get this, though. Get this. It says he chased his wife outside despite losing a lot of blood. And it says...
How did he do that?
Hold on. It says staff rushed out to see what was happening and found the patient with blood streaming down his legs hitting his wife.
With his stuff cut off?
Yeah, he was stopped and the woman was taken in for treatment. Then that's when they discovered that she had chopped his penis off again.
I don't know where he got the strength.
me.
Because anytime, you know, your stuff down there is defective, then you are defective.
Once again, when you have a small organ.
Are you saying that because they're from China? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, they're from China.
Yeah, this happened in China.
Oh, well, obviously,
well, that's expected.
That's horrible. That's stereotyping.
I mean, because
we're not stereotyping. We're just saying what other cultural statistics have already stated in the years past. Mm-hmm, that's all we're saying. But the fact that he got a, because if you cut mines off, I'm down for the count.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm down for the count.
That's what I'm
saying. That's a lot of blood loss.
Though, you guys know how he got caught?
How?
She put a chip in his penis.
No.
A penal implant. Hey, it's a transplant, right?
He used his wife's cell phone to send his mistress a hot and heavy email. Well, he forgot to log out of his account before he gave his wife's phone back to her. So that's how she found out he was cheating.
He's definitely from China, for one. You don't do that from your girl's, your wife's phone, for one.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around that one. He used his wife's cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's another topic.
Non-educated Chinese man, because that was dumb.
That was just a dumb idea.
Cell phones? Ain't everything made in China? You right. Tell me? He couldn't make another cell phone out of a Fruit Loop box with a piece of string?
But don't y'all think he would be a good recipient for...
Oh, definitely. Anytime your stuff is cut off and you still run around.
A second time
hitting her with all type of force, you need about two transplants.
I can see him now, right now in line. Let me get the black man penis. cut a little hair off the top, but let me get the extra saggy balls. Oh, yeah. Is that what I'm saying?
Right.
He was like, yeah, I think I'll take that one to go.
Okay, see, you know what. But you guys are saying that you would consider doing that, though.
Being a donor?
No, not just being an organ donor, but being, I mean, but donating that.
Yeah. Being a donor, right?
Yeah.
Of course it is. My stuff is pretty.
Okay. Hey, TMI. I did not want to know that.
It's pretty.
Smooth said this stuff is pretty. He said he used oil of Olay every chance he get. Regenerist. Keep his skin smooth. Yeah.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but it will get you to where you need to go. And where you need to go is to satisfy a woman. So,
okay, now,
there that is.
Do you guys think this guy would be a good recipient?
Mm-hmm.
This guy actually broke his penis during sex.
Mm. Oh, is that the one guy where he was just trying to ram her?
Apparently so. He missed his mark, as he said.
How do you?
This is according to Fox News.
Hey, okay.
42 years old. He's your age, so 42 years old.
Hey.
And he was rushed to the hospital. Look, why are you raising your hand?
He ready to speak on it.
Silky got to say something.
Okay, go ahead, Silky. Go ahead.
First off.
Giving honor to God.
You know, if you miss your mark, you see what I'm saying?
Well, he was a little excited, it sounds
hey,
like.
Hey, well, once again, if you miss your mark, if you have a strong Johnson, and you hit the wrong hole, you still gonna penetrate that wall. You see what
exactly.
I'm saying? So obviously, there's something already wrong with his Johnson that it was already curved down. So when he hit the wall, it just bent all the way.
Well, it snapped. That's what it says.
But you say it snapped like a stick. It bends.
Well, he heard a snap.
Obviously, he had a small one as well.
Okay.
Once again, toothpick. You see what I'm saying? You put it in, you take a toothpick and you jab your gum with it, it's going to bleed.
Yeah.
But the tip of that toothpick going to be broke. So once again, this will never happen with a Big Johnson. The Big Johnson is going to definitely act like a wrecking ball and it's going to tear something up.
Tearing up whiz-offs.
You see what I'm saying? So we can't even... The begin, is this guy from China, too?
No, he's actually here from the States.
Is he white or black?
Well, it does not give his
He's definitely not black then.
But he is
40. We can walk into a brick wall, right, and that wall moving. We ain't breaking nothing on us except for that wall. You see what I'm saying?
We're going to break in.
At attention.
Hut two.
Yes, indeed.
But no, he's a 42-year-old man from Boston, is what it says here. And yeah, he accidentally hit the woman's perineum, which is the space between the vagina and the anus. He rammed into it.
My stuff would have slid in one of them. One of them. Real quick.
My God.
Oh, can we say that on the show?
It's too late. You already said it.
It's too late. It's out there. Trust me, if I make a good, powerful thrust, if it ain't your backbone, if I got it, it's going to penetrate something. Once again, penetration, infiltration will happen.
Infiltration should happen if there's some type of wetness going on. He shouldn't have just hit a wall and just cracked like one of those test dummies. He should have went, he should have went up or down.
You see what I'm saying?
You can only go two ways, up, down, and inside.
Well, like I said, it sounds like he was just a little excited.
Well, my question is, this doesn't sound like adult woman he was getting busy with. This sounds like...
It was
like
his girlfriend.
Okay, well, now was his girlfriend of age.
Yeah,
I mean, was she fully developed?
Right. They don't really talk much about her.
Obviously.
Fox News was just focusing purely on this man who says that he broke his penis.
So
he had to have an emergency operation. It was not a transplant, but he did have to have emergency operation, and he has made a full recovery.
Oh, so he's using it, huh?
Well, yeah, after his 6-month checkup, he was able to go back to using it for full operation. So no penis transplant for him.
How do you break it, though? I mean, that's
I don't know.
I just can't comprehend that right now.
Well, after the doctors examined it, because he heard something snap.
He wasn't getting enough calcium and vitamin D in his diet.
Is that what it was, Silky?
Wasn't enough protein. Oh. Can't be.
Now, anytime you got enough protein in there... It's not gonna snap.
His bones would have been dense. You see what I'm saying? And obviously, he was... Never mind. I ain't gonna go there. I'm getting ready to call.
You sure enough picked a topic tonight, Miss Tigress.
You say that every week.
You sure enough caught me by surprise.
Now we're talking about penises. We was talking about... that's 2 weeks in a row. What is on your mind?
No, I just thought it was an interesting article about, because I'd never heard of a penis transplant before. I mean, you've heard of the face transplant where they actually performed a successful face transplant. Uh-huh. They've actually taken the face off of a deceased person and put it on another person.
So you can look like another ugly mom. That's messed up.
It's just interesting to me how far we've come as far as organ donation as well as transplants. I mean, it's like now they can almost take any part of the body attach it onto somebody else.
Except the vagina.
Well, see, I'm sure they're working on that.
Well, my bad.
I mean, if they found a way to do a successful penis transplant this time, just imagine what the future holds.
With the penis transplant, the only thing you got to do is just sew something on. With the vagina,
no, because they got to attach nerves. They got to do all kinds of stuff.
Yes, sewing it.
Then they also have to make sure that the recipient their body doesn't reject it. Like the reason why the first penis transplant was not successful back in, I think, like I said, 2006, it wasn't because it wasn't physically successful. It's because the recipient mentally couldn't handle it.
Oh, so he wasn't getting hard then.
Well,
I mean,
it was the wrong penis.
I said mentally he could not handle it.
Well, mentally, he could. Right. It's a mind thing. When he looked, want to pop a Woody.
When he looked down at it, he wasn't happy with it.
So the transplant was basically considered a rejection.
Okay.
So this one here is the first successful where the recipient mentally was able to deal with the aftermath of it and the after effects of it, and also he was able to physically, he's been able to physically, regain feeling and activity.
He was able to have sex.
He was able to shoot.
Pretty much.
Able to skeet shoot.
Skeet shoot? What in the world is skeet shoot?
You know what that is.
Through the windows. to the wall.
Okay, never mind.
You don't want to go. You don't want to break that. Let's bring it back.
I'm
still trying to understand why in Africa the guy was having a ritual with his penis. So,
well, it's just like over here when male babies get circumcised.
He's 21.
In some of those cultures, they don't believe in doing it until a certain age. Mm. Whereas over here, it's tradition for us to have the babies circumcised when they're newborn.
Right.
So that way they
right.
don't have to worry about it when they get older. So it just depends on the culture.
I guess so. He just whipped it out and everybody just looking at it.
I don't think he cared at that point. I mean, he had to have
they don't wear anything anyway.
He had to have his penis amputated. So, I mean, a 21-year-old man.
So, in other words, we got to go to South
Africa. He's
already
at the peak of his hormones and his, you know.
To get a good penis.
Say what?
So, in other words, we got to go to South Africa.
How did you just, like, throw that in there without me even?
I mean, that's pretty much what it is. I mean, pretty much, if somebody's going
from South Africa, you don't have to go to South Africa.
But I'm an American, so I'm going from Africa.
It was successful in Africa. There ain't no successful ones over here in the States, are they?
Well, no, not
it's a conspiracy to keep the black man down.
It's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy.
It's another conspiracy.
I'm telling you, it's another conspiracy.
Wow.
You know.
It's always a conspiracy with you, Silver. It's always a conspiracy.
Trying to tell you over there, the black man's penis is idolized. Over here, it's
got
traumatized.
Wow. Okay.
That's because of the white and black mixture. See, over there, it's all black, and that's why they call it the what? The Mandingo.
Okay. Smooth.
That is why, if I had to get transplanted, I'm going to Africa.
Going to South Africa, not North. South.
I'm going to Ghana.
Once again, where is the best chicken? South. You see what I'm saying? So where's the best penis implants? South. You see what I'm saying?
And not implants, transplant. Those are two different things. There are such things as penis implants, but we're not going to talk about that.
Really?
Yes,
there is. So that's what to make it bigger.
Yeah. We're not talking about that.
Okay.
Why do I know so much about this and y'all don't?
Ours works. We don't need to go get a transplant, implant, or any type of peanut plant to keep it up. We good.
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, you know, we straight. So that's why I don't know too much about it, but you a female, so you gonna know something about it.
Not necessarily. I'm only researching this stuff because we have a show to do.
Right.
And I see you still have your notes in your hands.
I don't have nothing to do with no penises.
Right. We missed.
But it's about organ donation as a whole.
But you came out the gate.
In order for him to get the penis transplant, somebody had to donate it. It had to be an organ donor.
Well, it was a dead man, though, right?
Yeah, he was an organ donor, yes.
So how dead was he? So when he died.
How dead was he? What?
Survey.
All the way. I'm just saying, when he died, they said we're gonna save his penis because he donated his penis.
Well, his family agreed to.
That's got to be pretty flattering. You know what? We're gonna give you our son's husband's brother's penis. It was great at one time. We'd like for you to have it. We appreciate you if you take it.
I still think it was a great thing. I mean, like I said, this young man, he's only 21 years old, so he still has his whole life ahead of him. And because of some freak accident during a circumcision procedure, he had to lose his own. So I still think it was a great thing. Organ donation is a great thing because it ultimately does help
it does.
People. So, I mean, we can joke and laugh and joke again.
I'm still trying to figure out.
But
organ donation
is
such a broad topic.
Yeah.
How did we just come out the gate on penises? It's just kind of disrespectful.
Because I was talking about how far we've come with it. I mean, who would have ever thought?
I mean, I would never thought. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about penises. When you were talking about organ donation, I was thinking about livers, hearts,
eyeballs, lungs,
see,
kidneys.
That's the standard stuff. Everybody knows about that.
That's why I said, this is the Tigress Corner.
That's why I said organ donation and transplants in 2015.
Oh.
How it is today versus yesterday.
Well, it's great. If you can get a penis transplant and it works fine for you. Yeah, if you can get your I lost my train of thought there. It just skeeted
right out of me.
Did it skeet right out
it
of me?
It skeeted right out of me. Now it's back in me.
Hey, I learned something new tonight. I didn't know what skeet was, but...
Obviously, you don't listen to Lil Jon.
No, I don't listen to Lil Jon. Who is Lil Jon? What'd you say? Don't go there, huh?
Don't go there.
Ooh. Yeah. But, alright.
See, say, alright. What was
he was getting ready to come out with his point. Come out.
My pizzoint was.
See, that's that public school education again.
Pizzoint. Alright. Implants do work.
He had to build up to that.
I had to build it up for that hook.
Oh, man.
The anticipation was great.
I love it.
That was good stuff.
You know, you need to compile just a CD, your first CD of just one line hooks.
I mean, that's what I need to do.
We're going to get you in the studio, and you're just going to make a bunch of hook wonders.
Just hook wonders called Tinker Toys. Ain't that what you called it? Silk.
That was the first one. That was the first one.
Play with your toys, ladies.
And actually, on this transplant,
and if they're
play
a
with
new,
your toys.
Right, if they get a new transplant, then they got a new toy to play with.
That's right.
Well, I mean, Tigress, this was a great topic because, I mean, science has come so far, the medical, you know.
Technology,
everything.
Too. I mean, all of that goes hand in hand.
It's just come so it's come a long ways from, in, you know, science and medical advancements and everything like that. I mean, it's helping people to live more fulfilling lives, you know. And the fact that you can just, you know, it still kills me when people in vitro, where you can just order you a baby and what you want it to look like.
And you can pick the sex of it, too.
You can pick the sex. Boy, I was just like, wow, you can do that? I can understand why don't nobody want a baby that look like Ving Rhames.
Wow, really?
Did anybody bottle his sperm? Can we get another Ving Rhames out here?
And y'all remember him from Baby Boy. You know what I'm saying? Wow. That was one of his movies.
Like, hey. So, but this, hey, Tigers, this was an awesome topic. You know, once again, you have
y'all
done
never know
your
where I'm
going to
go with it.
Yeah, you have done your thug because I learned something tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so did I. I don't think I wanted to learn that, but.
Both learned something.
We learned something. We learned something.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you read.
Oh,
okay.
You know.
Because reading is fundamental.
Did she just go public broadcasting system?
I'm just saying.
I mean, she said that like, yes. I don't read.
Well, you know, you've been holding your notes in your hand the whole time. You ain't said nothing.
He blocking his Johnson because he's talking about cutting skin off and everything.
You're talking about implants on the penis.
Right. The fact
not
that some
implants,
needles
I mean, transplants.
Transplants. I'm sorry, but they do implants from what I've just learned.
That can be another topic for another
episode. No, we don't need. We'll talk about breast implants. We ain't talking about no penis implants.
Breast and buttocks implants.
Okay,
yeah.
Moving right along.
That's enough with the penile factor. The fact that he even got his stuff cut off. My goodness.
And the fact that the one guy got his stuff cut off
twice. He had to get it amputated because it was developing all kinds of infections. So they had to amputate it.
Yeah, so his stuff wasn't working.
Yeah, I can understand
that. He was developing all types of infections, and he could have died, so...
Yeah, I can understand that. I'm just talking about the dude that got his stuff cut off twice.
Oh, by his wife? Well, you know what? Hey. Hell hath no fury.
You got that right.
Like
she's
scorn.
A demon.
Right.
Hey,
you could have stabbed him in the kidneys.
Right.
My goodness. Why take the Johnson?
Okay, well, as always, this has been a good, crazy conversation as usual. But we want to thank you guys for taking the time out of your day to tune in for another entertaining yet informative episode, I hope. If you are interested in becoming an organ donor, please contact your family physician or local hospital in your area for more information. Organ donation is a personal choice, and you should always receive as much information as possible before making the decision to become an organ donor. Now, if you like what you hear on Tiger's Corner Talk Radio every week, go to our show page at blogtalkradio.com/Tiger's Queen and listen to any listed archived episodes. You can also call us toll-free at Tigress Lane Enterprises at 888-587-3359 to leave your comments about any of our episodes. Or you may text us at 347-769-9274. Any last comments, guys?
Oh, that just sent a tingle down my spine. I gotta pee now.
Okay, and on that note,
that's
go forward
crazy
in love and peace.
Thank you.